Hey y'all, welcome to the Great Stories and Recipes from Great American Heroes podcast. It's our second episode. Happy Memorial Day. This is a special Memorial Day episode. We will be having two parts to this episode due to the amount of time that is limited that we can have for our audio files. We just needed to make this one two parts, so this is part one. Chef John won't be able to join us for this podcast. We've had a busier than usual week with our son's kindergarten graduation, so I'm soloing it today, but hopefully he'll be back for the next one. Today's podcast is sponsored by Blurb, where you can create books of all kinds, whether it's photo albums, cookbooks, ebooks, and more. You can visit www.blurb.com for details. And if you would like to become a sponsor for a future episode, please visit our website at www.thesaturdayeveningpot.com and click on the advertise page for more information. You can also find some more information about this series. It's actually a blog series that we started as part of Military Appreciation Month during the month of May. So just go to our website and look over in the right sidebar. You'll see a great Stories and Recipes image. Just click on that and it will take you to a page where you can find out more about the series. Today's guest actually is the reason for the Hey Y'all intro that I do. I decided to do that because when I talked with our guest today, the first thing he said was that he wasn't expecting a southern accent, so I thought it would be fun to put in some southern lingo into our intro. But our guest is Lieutenant Commander Kurt Salee. He's actively serving in the United States Navy. This was one reason why I thought this would make a great Memorial Day episode. He's going to share with us about a brief conversation he had during a combat experience. It probably lasted only about 30 seconds, but it changed his life, and it may change yours too.
Leading men into combat is nothing that can be explained. It's an honor that I will always cherish. The defining moment that shaped who I am today is the moment that a mortar round landed in front of my tank during a combat patrol, and it didn't detonate. We were actually set in a cordon, which means that we had blocked off the north side of the road and the south side of the road because we saw an IED, a roadside bomb, sitting in the middle of the road. We'd blocked traffic because we didn't want anyone else, any of the U.S. forces or any of the Iraqi civilian forces, to drive by the bomb and have it blow up on them. So we'd blocked all the traffic. Just before I saw that puff of dirt in front of me, there was an explosion about 150 yards to my right, and it was a small explosion. I didn't think a lot of it at the time. We saw regular combat action. And not until I saw that puff of dirt in front of me was I a little bit nervous. I initially thought that it was a bullet that had hit the dirt in front of me. But then as I looked closer, I saw three tail fins sticking out of the ground. It definitely made my heart stop. I turned to my gunner. We were on headsets. I turned to my gunner and I said, "Hey, a mortar round just landed in front of us and it didn't detonate. If that hits our tank, is it going to penetrate?" And his response back to me, now I asked him because he was more experienced than I was. He had deployed before. He really had a grasp on what he was doing from my perspective. His response when I asked him that was, "I don't know, sir. You're in charge." It really caught me off guard. He was absolutely right. But it was at that moment that I realized, wow, I am in charge. These guys' lives all depend on me. They all depend on what I do or what I don't do. Their families depend on me to bring these men home. And it really sunk in, and it was really grasping that I realized, wow, that I have to do something. If I don't do something, we might all die. If I do the wrong thing, we might all die. And it was just very, very eye-opening. So we did decide to move on. We tried to divert the traffic, but I certainly did not want to stay there and allow the enemy to zero in on us and maybe the next one would hit. Or maybe the next one would detonate right in front of us instead of not detonate. But I still remember those words. This is more than 8 years later, and I still remember that phrase. I don't know, sir. You're in charge. So the reason that changed me so much, and combat in general changed me so much, is that I look around and I see people get stressed. I see people stressed in traffic. They aren't going fast enough. They might be late for work. And I just can't get stressed about that. It's a different, I see things through a different eye now. Everything is much more relaxed. And a lot of people think that I'm very laid back. I don't think that I'm laid back. I just don't see anything to get that excited about when people aren't shooting at me, when people aren't shooting at my men. There's nothing life-threatening if I'm a few minutes late for work. If I'm a few minutes late for work, my subordinates aren't going to die. So that moment and combat in general really changed who I am and just allowed me to see what's really important in life.
That's such an amazing story, and it's the kind of story that's a reminder for me personally, as you say, that, you know, the everyday hassles and frustrations I experience as a civilian usually are not, you know, as big a deal as they seem to me at the moment. Thank you so much, Kurt, for sharing that story and for your service to our country.
Thank you.
As Kurt and I have shared about his and his wife's experiences in preparation for this series, I love the story of how they met. And the business they've actually recently launched that was inspired by that part of their overall story. So I've asked Kurt to share about that with us as well.
Thank you. So my wife and I did meet on an online matchmaking site several years ago. It was about 13 years ago. I was enlisted Navy at the time. The Army was paying for her medical school. And as I was finishing my undergraduate degree, we realized that if we wanted to stay together, I either needed to get out of the military or I needed to transition to the Army. So I did. I applied for Army OCS, and I was accepted. I switched over to the Army, went back through Army basic training, which was a little odd coming from being an E6 in the Navy and then going through Army basic training. But I went with it. I was commissioned as an armor officer in 2004. My wife had finished medical school. She finished in 2002. The Army had paid for that. But where I'm going with that is that through these years, we realized that it takes a certain type of person to be in the military. It takes a certain type of person to be a policeman. It takes a certain type of person to be a firefighter or an EMT. It's a stressful environment that those in service choose to put themselves in. It's also a stressful environment to be the significant other of that person. And not everyone is cut out to be the significant other of someone who's a policeman, a firefighter in the military. So we thought maybe we should create a place where these people can come together and meet. So we created Hero Matchmaker. And the initial design of it was that we'd design it for military to meet other military, or maybe set it up for other people to meet people that are in the military. And then we realized, well, why not expand it to all heroes? So we did. And HeroMatchmaker.com was born. We came up with the concept a couple years ago and have just launched the site within the last couple months.
Great. And people can find that site at HeroMatchmaker.com. And we will also have a link to that in our write up the blog post that's part of this series at thesaturdayeveningpod.com.
And that concludes part one for today's episode. You can find part two as a separate podcast.